Hey there, Tailgate Nation, the Grill Sergeant John Larger. I want to thank you so much for downloading this week's episode, and I want to thank our very special sponsors who help keep this show free for you to enjoy every single week. This week's sponsors are TailgateGiant.com, SuperBowl50Book.com, and Kielbasa Provision Company. Enjoy this week's show.
From coast to coast and border to border, it's Tailgate Radio. Here's your host, the Grill Sergeant.
Hey there, Tailgate Nation. Welcome back. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving week and weekend. I hope you got to step away from work for a few days and spend time with friends and family, and also stuff yourself with all that great Thanksgiving food. You probably still have some leftovers in the fridge that you're repurposing. Maybe you took some out to the parking lot last weekend to enjoy some games. And we really do appreciate you stopping back by our little virtual tailgate party we call Tailgate Radio. I am the Grill Sergeant John Largent, and this week we thought we'd do something a little different. You know, we get a lot of emails and tweets and things wanting to know, well, who said that, and where can we find this, and you know, we don't know, we can't remember which episode it was. And a lot of it revolved around some of the females that we have as guests, because they, you know, there's some of the guests we've had have been so creative and they've got some really cool stuff going on. So we thought this week we would devote this week's show to the ladies of tailgating. So we went back in the archives and we took some of the highlights that we had of some of our favorite guests in the world of sports and tailgating that happened to be female. I don't know what that was. Female. And so we're going to be sharing some of those highlights with you, and maybe it'll jog some memories that you were like, oh yeah, I remember that. And then those of you that missed those episodes, it's a great opportunity for you to catch some highlights of some of our most entertaining guests we've had. So we're going to do a retrospective on the ladies of tailgating this week, and we hope you enjoy that content. Wanted to remind you to head over to our website at tailgateradio.com. That's where everything starts. Tailgateradio.com is our flagship. It's our website. It also has things like some of our friends are, and some resources that you might need, whether it's finding your way to stadiums or some of those great recipes. Also, you can find some Kielbasa information there. Our fine sponsors at Kielbasa Provision Company, the greatest sausage in the world, bar none, according to me, and to a lot of you, as a matter of fact. So we look forward to having you over. Come by tailgateradio.com. You can also find us at Twitter at Tailgate Radio, and our Twitter is very active. We have some really fun conversations over on our Twitter page at Tailgate Radio, and we hope you will take time to, if you're not a follower, follow us. We'll follow you back if you are good to, I don't know if we've ever blocked anybody. We've gotten some really inflammatory comments in the past, but I don't think we've ever blocked anybody. This is America. You can say what you want. I don't have to agree with it, but I appreciate your right to say it, and I don't take any of it personally, even though some of it has been personal in nature. I don't appreciate that, but it's your, no, we keep it pretty light around here, and, you know, we really do appreciate your feedback, and it really gives us some ideas on upcoming guests, upcoming episodes. We've got some really cool guests lined up for 2016 already. And, you know, that was one of the things that I wanted to reach out to you guys about right now before we go into our first break. You know, when football season ends, you know, NASCAR season cranks right back up the week after the Super Bowl, I think, Daytona 500, which is really cool that their Super Bowl is the first week of the year. But One of the challenges we have is we lose, and I don't want to say we lose a big audience, because it's not that we lose a big audience. We just lose a lot of people that are more active, like on our social media and things, after football season. And we want to make sure that we keep bringing you content and guests and things that are of value to you throughout the year. You know, even though you may not be out in the parking lot every weekend, there's still some really cool information that we can share with you, whether it's tailgating hacks or new recipes or some of the sports personalities. You know, after football season is a great time for us to talk to football players and coaches and people that, you know, work in the media for the NFL and NCAA, because they're off. And so they're looking for things to do. And so we have guests that come on typically in February through May that are high profile. Well, we want to make sure that we're giving you the content that you want. So if you'll give us some feedback, we certainly would appreciate it. So over at Tailgate Radio on Twitter, just tell us what you think, or give us some ideas of who you would like us to talk to, or what type of content you'd like us to bring you in the quote-unquote off-season, because it's no off-season. There's tailgating 365 days a year. But the perception out there is that once football season ends, we close up shop and we go home, and that's not the case at all. And so if you'll share with us what you'd like to hear, you know, whether it's authors, or whether it's celebrity chefs, or whether it's you know, guys that are off for the season for football, and one of your favorite players, we'll try to get them on. And we've had a lot of success in doing that in the past, and we want to continue to do that. But we want to make sure that we're giving you, you know, we don't want to force feed you what we think you want to hear. We want to know what you want. And so let us know, and you can reach out to us at Twitter or over at our website. And our email is stuff@tailgateradio.com. So we would certainly appreciate that. And when we come back from the break, we are going to just hit some highlights of some of the really cool females we've had on the show over the last year. And this show is all about the ladies. So we appreciate everything that you guys do for the sport, for tailgating. And we come back, we're going to highlight some of those. So we'll be back with more Tailgate Radio right after this. But first, you know, I do have one of the coolest jobs in the world. I get to travel the country on the weekends and go to tailgate parties across this great land and learn about traditions, foods, beverages, and what people have in their tailgate setup. And every time that I travel and are talking to fans, they always ask me, where's the best place to go to get my tailgate gear? And I answer them the same way every time. You want to go to tailgategiant.com. They are the tailgate superstore. Let me say that again. tailgategiant.com, the tailgate superstore. They have over 38,000 different tailgating products waiting just for you. You can shop by product, or you can shop by team. You can shop by brand. They even create customized products for you. You know, they got their start creating customized cornhole games, and they have parlayed that into a tailgating empire called Tailgate Giant. And for me, being a Green Bay Packer fan in the middle of South Texas, I can't go to my local sporting goods store and get any Packer gear, because they've got Cowboys gear, Texans gear, Longhorn gear, Aggie gear, Red Raider gear, but they don't have Packer gear. So I just get on to tailgategiant.com, find the Packer gear that I want, place that order, and I've got it waiting for me, shipped to my home, ready to enjoy the triumphant season of the Green Bay Packers. And you can do that with your team too. All you have to do is, well, let me tell you what you can do. I'm going to let you in on a little secret here. If you go to tailgateradio.com right now, over on the right-hand side of our page, there is a button. It's a pretty big button, and it's got the Tailgate Giant logo. And if you press that button, it's going to take you to tailgategiant.com. And if you use the promo code TG Radio for Tailgate Radio, TG Radio, they're going to give you 10% off your order. Now, that's a generous offer. Think about that. 10% off could mean extra bucks in your pocket for some other things that you might need in the parking lot. So take advantage of that right now. The people over at Tailgate Giant are waiting to serve you. They have great customer service, and they have unbelievable product diversity, I guess is the best way to say it. Anything and everything you want, need, they've got right there for you at tailgategiant.com. If they don't have it, you don't need it. They're Tailgate Giant, tailgategiant.com. Welcome back, Tailgate Nation. The Grill Sergeant, John Largent, and we've got a great guest for you. This person has been an author and a sports writer for over 20 years and has a brand new book out called Super Bowl 50, and I can't wait to get my hands on it. I've already ordered it, but I haven't gotten it in person yet, but I can't wait to talk to her about it because it looks like a football masterpiece. Welcome into Tailgate Radio, Bethany Bradshaw.
Well, hi, John. Thanks. It's great to be here.
Bethany, how much fun did you have researching this book for the Super Bowl?
It was just a ball. I mean, when you take an event like the Super Bowl, you know, just a small topic, just 50 years of the Super Bowl, no big deal. And so it was such a treat because our mission, as we put this book together, was obviously to cover the football and the players and the coaches and all of the obvious points that make this the biggest sports spectacle in the world. But we also looked at things like commercials, halftime shows, dips that you serve at parties, gambling. You know, we really just wanted to cover every single aspect of the game as it touches the American culture.
Yeah, you know, the evolution of Super Bowl has been pretty stark. I remember one of the first Super Bowls in Houston. I've seen a ticket. It was like $8. What are some of the things that have changed the most about the Super Bowl over the last half century?
Well, you touched on one of them. In fact, Super Bowl I was one-third empty. There were more than 31,000 empty seats. And one of the other stories I love about that is there were actually two networks that broadcast it, NBC and CBS, but they erased the tapes of, you know, Rosemary Woods. They erased the footage of the Super Bowl and taped something else on top of it, so there's not even footage anymore. So that sort of tells you the way it was viewed. It was certainly a big football game as football games went at that time, but nothing like what we experience today. The early games were played in kind of destination cities, mostly Miami, LA, New Orleans, and then now, as we know, you know, you can have a Super Bowl in Indianapolis or Minneapolis, and so it's just changed in the way that it's more of a national game. People who don't like football pay attention because there's so many sideshows that it really doesn't matter if you're a fan or not. You're going to be swept into the vortex of this event.
My guest this week, you know, there's not another word I can think of except for a badass. She has broken so many barriers, and we're going to jump right into that here in a bit. But she's appeared on the Today Show, the Arsenio Hall Show, on Steve Harvey. She's been covered in Sports Illustrated, People, Yahoo, Fox, and countless others. Welcome into Tailgate Radio, Dr. Jen Welter.
Thanks so much for having me today.
Dr. Welter, you made world headlines by playing men's football in the Indoor Football League. Tell me a little bit about your background in the sport itself.
Well, you know, I played women's football actually for 14 years before playing men's football. And I played with the Texas Revolution last season. I was with them the entire season from training camp till the last game, which is pretty impressive because I know there had been girls, I've heard about it, who maybe stepped in and played a play. Or, you know, there were kickers, obviously, who finished the season, and they broke great barriers in women's, or in men's football. But to have been through the whole season getting hit every day, I'm very proud of that, to have survived.
What, in your mind, were some unforeseen differences between playing female football and men's football, besides the obvious size difference in the players?
You know, I mean, the first difference was, you got to remember, I played outdoors for 14 years, and I was always on the defensive ball. I used to like to say I would go on offense if they needed a blocker, so playing defense on offense, or a decoy, because I'm really fast. I was never really an offensive player, so that was the first big difference. You went from outdoor to indoor, which is a smaller, faster game. The angles are sharper. Everything has to be really on point. And then you took everything that I was really good at, i.e. tackling, and made me do exactly the opposite. And then you went from women to men. So it was really different.
How did that transition take place?
You know, I got called by the owner of the Texas Revolution, and he wanted to meet with me. And I didn't really know at the time why he wanted to meet with me, but I took the meeting. And when I went in, he said, you know, we think it would be great if you would go through a day of training camp with our guys. And I turned him down flatly. I said, absolutely not. I just finished playing for the U.S. national team for the second time. I'm not going to come in and just run through some drills because, what, that'll make you look good. If you want me to do anything with your football team, I either do it 100%, go through training camp, take all the hits, do all the drills, do everything they do, or I do nothing at all. And as soon as the words came out of my mouth, I kind of was like, oh, what did I just do? Because, you know, you have that feeling of, I just did something really big, and I knew at that moment that's what was going to happen, and that's how it transpired.
I am so excited to have my guest on this week. She has had a passion for sports. It's been in her blood since before she was born, literally. And I mean that, literally. She's the founder of Hungry Fan, and she's going to tell us what all that entails. Welcome into Tailgate Radio, Dana Falk.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So, Dana, first and foremost, I've spent some time on your website, and it's fabulous, by the way. But for those that have not been over there, tell us, what is Hungry Fan?
So Hungry Fan is your one-stop shop for all things game day. We just soft-launched the site. We're still working through some things right now, but I'm glad that you like it. And at the site, you'll be able to find pretty much anything and everything that you need for game day, whether it's products, recipes, information, recommendations. My world is the world of the fan. I love sports fans, and I love tailgating and homegating, or fangating, as I call them, collectively. And when you go to hungryfan.com, you should be able to find everything that you need.
Of all the vocations that are out there, and looking at your pedigree and just your background, it seems like you could have gone a lot of different directions. What in the world made you get into this business?
You know, there was a time, I will say, I did want to be a sports agent, like my dad, and he was like, absolutely not. Not a good idea. But really, every day I'm inspired by sports fans. I think that they are just the most passionate, exciting, interesting, cool group of people, not just in the United States, but if you actually encounter sports fans pretty much anywhere on Earth. They're fiercely loyal. And you know, one of the things that I really admire about them is that, you know, no matter what your race, religion, creed, sexual orientation, like, you're really, you know, we sort of jump all over each other pretty much day in and day out. You can turn on the news and see stuff like that all the time. But on game day, all of that goes out the window. And if our team scores, we're hugging, we're high-fiving. You know, sports is a great unifier, and sports fans are just incredible at sort of putting all of that excess, you know, whatever it is that they may be or believe, away, and just be very true to each other and to sport on game day. And I love celebrating that.
You mentioned that your father was a sports agent. Did that really start your love of sports, and were you surrounded by sports personalities throughout your childhood?
Oh, yeah. I tell people, I joke, I've been a sports fan from the womb, and I quite literally have been a sports fan from the womb. When I was in my mother's stomach, I don't know, maybe like she was like 6 months pregnant, I'm not sure. My mother and my father and a collection of NBA basketball players on an exhibition tour were traveling around Italy, and I was there. Sort of like baby Dana, like pre-birth Dana. I was there. And I've been doing it ever since. I used to go to games all the time. I'm the oldest, and there's no boys in my family. I have a little sister, and I'm sort of like the son that my father never had, just because I'm so into it. And I would go to games with him, and when I was really little, they'd take me into the locker room after the game, and then as I started getting a little older, they're like, you can't come in here anymore, and I'd go to games, I'd hang out in like the tunnels, you know, outside the locker rooms, and go out to dinner with the players after the game, and, you know, like,
the whole, like, you know, should be in bed by a certain hour when you're a kid was sort of not a thing. It's just that the game ended late, and then we went to dinner. There I was. And yeah, that's been my world. We had players staying in our guest room upstairs in our house.
So were there some of those moments where, you know, you're hanging out at the kitchen table with a major sports star?
Yes, that would happen. I have a, the short answer is yes. We go to dinner with, like, everybody, and we oftentimes would have Sunday night Chinese food dinner with Patrick Ewing at the restaurant, and we had to, there's only one table we could sit at because it was the only table that his knees was clear. You know, sit all the way out, pull all the way back out from the table. But I have a book, a cookbook coming out next year, and I wrote about in the introduction how there was this one day, it's like this really vivid memory. I walked into my house and I heard my dad. I was after school and I heard his voice. And he was on the road a lot when I was a kid, and so it was very rare to have him home at like 3 o'clock on a Tuesday. And so I walked into the family room where I heard his voice coming from, and he was sitting there with this just gigantic person. And it was Sean Bradley, 7'6". And they were sitting there, and they were chatting, and my dad said, "Oh, okay, and I want you to meet Sean." He's like one of the newest clients, and, you know, give him a warm welcome. So I, you know, shook his hand, and I said hello. I think I was, like, I was pretty young. I didn't either, I think, 6. I can't remember. And he put me on his shoulders, and he started walking me around our house. And it was in that moment, like, there's always that moment in everybody's life where you remember being afraid for the first time, like that realization that you could hurt yourself by doing something. And it, that was my day. The day that I realized that if I fell down off of Sean Bradley's shoulders onto the floor, that I would probably get hurt.
She is known as the Sports Brat. You can check out her website at thesportsbrat.com. My good friend, Jess Saraceno. Jess, welcome back into Tailgate Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. It's good to be back.
When college football seasons got started, there's just something different in the air. I mean, and I mean that literally figuratively. It's just, it's like, it's almost like Christmas. It's here. It's finally here. And so this is my absolute favorite time of year. I wish the weather in my part of the world was a little cooler, but it's coming soon, I hope. But yeah,
I want to wear a jacket and go to a football game and be like a little bit chilly, and not good football weather, you know, like where it's like just a little nip in the air.
Absolutely, it's coming. It's coming.
It is
just right around the corner. It's hard to get excited at a tailgate. I mean, last weekend it was 103 down here, and it's just brutal to take that in.
Yeah.
We were at the Texas A&M Arizona State game over in Houston.
Were you?
Yeah.
I was expecting a little more out of Arizona State for that game, but yeah, I watched that game.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, they always say the most improvement takes place between week one and week two, and
so true.
I think week one is when a lot of teams have the best opportunity for those upsets, and you know, that can shape the rest of the season for a college program, especially.
Completely.
So,
you kind of got to get out there for that first game and kind of work it out on the field. And then, like you said, I think they can make adjustments, and we'll see. I think some teams will look very different this coming up in the next couple weeks.
Well, tell us what's going on over at your website. It's thesportsbrat.com, right?
Yes, you can get there you can either add the or drop it. It's either sportsbrat or the sportsbrat, just making sure that everybody can get there with ease. And it is a girl's guide to game day. And honestly, right now, I'm super focused on recipes. I've been getting like all of these inspirations because I just feel like I live on my Instagram feed and I see these photos and I think, oh my gosh, I need to make that because that must be on my next, you know, tailgate tablescape. So I've been posting a bunch of recipes, and that's kind of been my focus. I interviewed a former sports reporter and someone who's been in the entertainment industry for a while, and she shared some awesome recipes with me that I cannot wait to get my arm out of this cast so I can start cooking again. And then obviously as I pick up with football season and I start getting all these trips, I'm going to be documenting my game day experience and making sure that everybody knows just what it's like to be in that specific town on game day, because that's kind of my whole point of the blog. So that's really what I'm focusing on right now. I'm always talking fashion, and I'm always telling you what to
watch each week, and you can sign up for a newsletter, so every Monday you know exactly what you've missed and what you need to know as you're going into the office if you're not glued to the television all weekend. So yeah, that's kind of, those are the fun little things we have going on right now.
Well, you know, I am always impressed by when I talk to female fans out there. I think 15 years ago, maybe 20 years ago, maybe there was some interest in football or NASCAR. But now, I mean, there are fantasy teams. There are women that I do not want to be involved with any kind of stats. They know the game better than I ever will. And I'm seeing that more and more across the board. I was at a UFC event, and I was blown away. The audience was about 50-50. And I
That's
see
exactly
that more
right.
and more across all sports.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so true. And women are competitive. I had the first ever, I might have like 10 girlfriends to play in the sports bra fantasy football league last year. And I had, by about, I'd say the end of July, I was getting all these emails knocking down my door saying, when are we getting the league going? When's the draft? What's going to happen? Are we doing it again? And people are out for who won it last year. And the draft, like I said, I had surgery yesterday, so I actually am guilty of auto-drafting for the first time ever. I just was not able to do it. I didn't want to cancel on all these girls who were, you know, had done all this work and they were ready to go. I felt like, okay, fine, this is my fault, you know. So I just had to auto-draft, and I looked at my roster, which is a totally separate conversation. But these girls, I looked at the Snapchat boards. They were going at it last night. Everyone was, you know, ragging on people for taking, like, you know, Roethlisberger in the second round, and, you know, it was hilarious what was going on. So you're exactly right. I have friends who didn't even know what a touchdown was a year ago who are know more about specific players than I do. So it's awesome. I love it.
Before we go, I want to ask you to be a prognosticator. Who's going to be in the Super Bowl this year, and who's going to win the national championship this year?
I have to tell you, I watched two things. I added Virginia Tech to a very high on my bucket list of stadiums that I want to go to, because I had goosebumps watching the beginning of that game and hearing them yelling. I just thought, I need to be in Blacksburg for a game at some point, because that looked special. On the other side, I think Ohio State looks really, really good. I thought Alabama looked good, TCU looked good. For some reason, I feel like Ohio State just looked, but I have them as a favorite going through the season again.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's very surprising. You know, as we're talking, the first top 25 came out, and there are 10 teams in the SEC that are in the top 25, which has never happened before. That's a beastly conference.
Well, I got to stick up for my Pac-12. They had a horrible week one, so maybe I think that left room because they were all dropping out like flies after everyone was moving positions after how terribly it went, especially for my Cardinals. But no, I mean, the SEC is clearly, I think, the top conference. There's something that, I think when you have a really, the SEC, they're going to battle it out all season. They beat each other up, and I just think when it comes to the postseason, I don't know. For some reason, I don't think it's their time this year, but we'll see. We'll see how it shakes out.
Yeah.
It's still early. It's still early. Injuries happen. You could lose the key player, and then the whole thing flips around.
Yeah, it's very early. Very early.
Yeah.
So let's shift to Super Bowl L. Or Super Bowl 50. I don't think they're going to actually call it Super Bowl L. They're not going to use the Roman numerals because that looks kind of silly. Super Bowl L. Because L is 50, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I should know this. I should know this, but I don't think I know that off the top of my head.
I think it is. So, I think it's L. The letter L is 50. And that looks silly. So they're just going with the 50 year. So who do you have from the AFC representing the 50th anniversary of the Super Bowl?
You are asking some tough questions. Gosh, I haven't thought even too much as we're just, you know, getting into the season. I think it's frustrating, obviously. I just think that the Seahawks look strong again, and I think the Patriots look strong again. So I think that's where all my focus has been looking. I do think Aaron Rodgers and then Green Bay. Here's the thing with Green Bay. I always, like, they're kind of one of those teams that you always expect him to do well, but I don't know, for some reason I have this feeling like it's Aaron's time again, like he's going to get there and pull it off and be strong. But we'll see. J.J. Watt's one of my, speaking of Texas, you know, is one of, he's probably my favorite player in the NFL just to watch. He's an absolute beast. I just don't think that they have the steam to get all the way to the big game.
Yeah. He's pretty amazing. They had some footage of him. I guess it was before a preseason game a couple of weeks ago, and he was down on the field, and he was throwing passes to a fan up in the top section of the stadium there. I mean, a good 30 or 40 yards straight up, and just the guy can do it all. He's just a very versatile and a good guy. And
he does. He seems like a good guy. I was at the NCAA finals in March Madness for basketball, and he was at the game as well, and just was running around and diving into the crowd with all this in the student section, which, I mean, if you know anything about Wisconsin fans, they're crazy, and that was dangerous, but he was in there, so he just seems like a great guy.
Absolutely.
I was fearful for him, but he wasn't afraid at all.
So you've got Ohio State in the national championship position again. Again, it's early. It doesn't really matter.
It's so early.
We'll have this conversation. We'll have this conversation again before the end of the season.
Let's get into the season. Let's see how, like, halfway through, and then we can kind of, then I think you really have a good marker by the time we get to Thanksgiving, just about, you know, or, you know, even like into November, you're like, okay, I think you can really get a gauge of how teams are, you know, how it's
going to
work out.
Yeah. So we'll visit with you again about that time of year. You know, every year at Thanksgiving, by the way, you brought up Thanksgiving. We always have the head chef from Butterball on our show.
No. I'd like to have him at my Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and he talks about the best way to prepare the bird and all that. So we go big around here. We do not play around. We go straight to the head chef at Butterball at Thanksgiving. So just so you know, that's how we roll, Jess.
Oh, I spent my Thanksgiving in Texas last year, and I saw trucks, like actual giant, big, I had no idea what they were, but they were fryers, like deep fryers for the turkey. And on this street, people were putting out three different turkeys. I mean, my family struggles. We're like, oh my God, did we get the turkey right? Just the one turkey, but let alone, okay, there's the barbecue turkey, then there's the fried turkey, and then there's some kind of amazing seasoned turkey with 17 pies. Yeah, the South does it right when it comes to Thanksgiving. I'm trying to get back down there because that was some good food.
Well, you have an open invitation to come hang out at Tailgate Radio anytime down here. We have a little bit of Tex-Mex on the Riverwalk in San Antonio if you ever get a chance to do that. And
we have the Big 12 soccer tournament down there, so I did get to sample Tex-Mex. But it's been too long. It's time for me to get back down there.
Well, Jess, thank you so much for coming in again. And, folks, check out all of her activities and recipes and fashion tips and just everything she has over at thesportsbrat.com or sportsbrat.com. Jess Saraceno, thank you. Quick recovery with that arm injury, and we'll talk again before the end of football season.
That sounds perfect. Thanks so much for having me.
Time is right to use a spud spike. Boil the spice, make it fast and nice. Crispy on the outside, fluffy in the middle. Don't you just love the spud spike?
Spud spike's the original food-grade stainless steel 6-inch baking potato perfection system. It's made right here in the USA. The spud spikes, along with our gourmet potato skin rubs and everyday seasonings, are perfect for baking, barbecuing, cookouts, grilling, steaming. They're good for indoor and outdoor kitchens, campers, RVs, tailgating, barbecue lovers, brats, sausages, and perfect holiday gifts for that special loved one. Just a nail? I don't think so. The Spud Spikes Baked Potato Perfection System. Buy it online now at spudspikes.com. That's spudspikes.com.
It's right to use a Spud Spike. You oil and spice and make it fast and nice. It's crispy on the outside.
And welcome back to Tailgate Radio. Before we douse the fire, take down the tent, put the chairs in the back of the truck, grab our tickets, and head into the stadium, I want to thank our guests this week, the ladies of Tailgate Radio.
course, I'm speaking about Bethany Bratcher. She's the author of Super Bowl Book 50. You can check that out at SuperBowlBook50.com. Also, Dr. Jen Welter, who was on the staff of the Arizona Cardinals during the preseason. We actually had this interview before that news broke. So she made national and international news again by being the first woman on an NFL coaching staff. And you can check her out at Dr. Jen Welter. That's JenWelter.com. I also want to thank the Hungry Fan, Dana Falk, with all the things she's got going on over at Hungry Fan. Check her out at HungryFan.com. And, of course, our good friend Jess Saraceno, the Sports Brat. You can check her out at SportsBrat.com. And she's got some new endeavors that we're going to try to have her back on before the end of the year so that she can talk to us about, first, her prognostication for the NCAA and the NFL playoffs, and then also what she is doing newly in her life with a really cool apparel brand. So thanks again to the ladies of Tailgate Radio, and we hope to have more females on the show next year because their content is so good, and they are really a huge part of what we do here. We did some recent statistical analysis and found that, you know, almost 50% of our audience is female. Not quite, but almost, which is amazing. And so we appreciate your contribution to sports tailgating and, of course, Tailgate Radio. For everybody here at Game Day Media and Tailgate Radio, I am the Grill Sergeant John Largent. As we always say, keep the drinks cold and the grill hot, and we will see you in the parking lot. Have a great weekend. And we'll be back next week with the new Kielbasa Provision Company National Tailgate Club of the Week. You don't want to miss that. So for everybody here, we will see you next week right here on the interweb or something like that. Bye, everybody.